Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are live at the Rivers Casino, first day of the first official full day of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Get here and see us. We'll be here all day. All our shows, not just us. We go out to the phones right now and talk to our friend Jason Mackey from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Jason, good morning. How is everything? Let's try again right here. Jason, good morning. How is everything?
Good morning, guys. Sounds great.
Yeah. All right, so we've been knocking the Penguins around just a little bit this morning. A couple different things happening. Of course, what rises to the top, I think, is a three-game losing streak, just 8 games left in Nashville tonight. The level of concern of the recent run of play, how would you categorize concern or the concern people should have?
I think the concern people should have is probably greater than the concern that exists inside the dressing room. And I'm not saying that to say that I think they're not taking this seriously. I think they're just looking at this like, we still have time. We played well. We need to take the good things we did out of this game. And I don't know if I agree with it. I mean, to me, this is it's getting pretty dark here. And yes, they're in a playoff spot, but they might not be if they lose tonight and some stuff falls the right way, if I do believe. And if it's not tonight, then it's certainly, you know, very much in doubt going to Dallas. They need to pick it up. They need to be playing better than they are. The teams can flip a switch, but I'm not sure I'm going to look at this team and say that they automatically can. They need to find some level of consistency here.
Is that at the heart of recalling Adam Johnson, or is that just Joseph Blandisi swapping out Blandisi for another fourth liner?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's swapping out Blandisi for another fourth liner. And honestly, guys, I don't know what they were doing from the very start with Joseph Blandisi. I mean, they called him up, and then they barely played him. They had guys that were going a lot better. Adam Johnson, I think, points in 8 of his last 11, something like that. He was scoring, and he had gotten over some sort of, like, stomach thing, but he was fine. And I could understand the logic if they say, okay, this kid isn't necessarily ready for the NHL right now. He is a little bit slight of size, but they eventually go to him. They got another kid down there, Jimmy Hayes, who is sizable, isn't the greatest skater, but he has been scoring. But they go to Blandisi. It was kind of weird. But anyway, the move is more trying to get a fourth liner, trying to get some offense out of there.
Jason, has there been much chatter about any of the injured guys? Well, particularly Malkin, this week-to-week thing. I don't know if that extends out to the end of the regular season or if he's going to be back for the final week, or what's the latest talk on that?
Yeah, not a ton going around there, just because a lot of the stuff in Raleigh, and they were off yesterday, was about Chris Letang coming back and Olimata skating again. You know, I don't believe that Malkin's going to be playing on this trip. I think that would be quite a rush to come back. I do think they expect him back before the end of the regular season. I don't think it's going to be the type of thing where he just shows up game one of the playoffs. But on this trip, no. And the other thing to sort of take note of that we're going to be looking at this morning is Olimata skated non-contact capacity in Raleigh. And we'll see if he's able to take the next step. But I wouldn't be surprised if he plays on this trip.
Time right now is 8:08. Brought to you by DQE Communications. For reliable business internet, depend on DQE. Let's push it forward right now. Let's say that the Pittsburgh Penguins lose tonight. That'd be 4 in a row. Is there a way in which, no matter what happens, because I've been kind of beating this drum, no matter how it happens, I think for the sake of change and maybe just shaking things up, you would play DeSmith on Saturday in Dallas?
Yeah, I don't think that's out of the question, Colin. If they lose tonight, I think if they win, if Murray plays well, I'd have no problem going with Murray Saturday in Dallas, and then you finish the trip with DeSmith in Manhattan. I think that's probably ideally what you would do. But, yeah, I mean, if they lose again, and, you know, God forbid there's another late goal, which has been a thing for Murray, and if you think about what it would be like after that happens, I mean, that's certainly concerning, and I would try to maybe get him out of there a little bit. But Casey played very well his last time out. I do think they would like him to get a start on this road trip. But, again, you're just going to have to take it, see how it goes. And they're playing a really tough Nashville team tonight, too. I think that's maybe one part we're overlooking at this. You know, this isn't some patsy here. This is one of the best teams in the entire league.
Jason Mackey with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Speaking of goaltending, and let me circle back around to what you said at the top there, Jason, about the team perhaps not looking at this three-game skid as seriously as we are. Are they perhaps just looking at it as, hey, we ran into some hot goaltending in Binnington, Hart, Mrazek, and should they expect more hot goaltending in Nashville and Dallas with Rene and Bishop playing the way they have lately?
Yeah, I mean, Rene and Bishop have actually put up better numbers, well, outside of Binnington's goals against average, but whatever. I mean, look, Binnington, Hart, and Mrazek played incredible. I mean, they're not going to face that level of goaltending every night, you wouldn't think. I do think there's some validity to what they're saying. And, you know, if you look at the number of chances that they've got, if you look at, you know, how many shots they're putting on goaltenders, that's great. But, I mean, they've had opportunities to win these games. I mean, you get a power play late in the third period or even midway through the third period, you have to do something with it. And that power play has been non-functional for the past three games. And, you know, you have a lot of guys right now, and I wrote about this today, like Patrick Hornquist, Phil Kessel, even strength is not scoring. So, like, I understand banking on them doing some things well and feeling like, okay, well, we played mostly the way we want to play, but sooner or later you have to score goals, and there's the reality that there isn't much time left, and a lot of teams are competing for the same four playoff spots. So it doesn't matter if you did some good things. That's a line that sells in December. You need to score goals and win games.
Jason, you know what else is weird? I was just looking at the final eight games here, and, of course, they do have a rematch against Carolina coming up down the stretch. But otherwise, there are three teams that they play twice. Nashville's one of them, and then the Rangers and the Red Wings, who don't figure in the playoffs at all. And it just seems kind of weird. And I know you can never predict what the schedules and what games are going to mean what at the end, but it's just kind of weird that with the exception of that Carolina game, the Penguins are going to go into the final week of the season playing teams where, for them, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, and it's they're really high or they're really low, right? Like Detroit and the Rangers, they're going to be auditioning young kids. They don't have much to play for. But you also have teams like Nashville that has seemingly found its stride here, just shut out Toronto. And Ben Bishop's playing out of his mind in Dallas. And I think Carolina's playing its best hockey of the season. So it's almost like, you know, good team, bad team, good team, bad team. But they got two tough ones in a row here. And, you know, again, I don't even know if, let's say they go 500 the rest of the way, that might be good enough. I don't feel great about saying that based on how some of their competition is playing right now. To me, you can't leave these things to chance. I mean, you would hope that you get your chalk games, right, beat the Rangers and the Red Wings, but you're going to have to beat a Nashville, a Dallas, a Carolina. And to me, it's more about how these guys are playing. And they can play really well. I think we saw it for a decent stretch here, but we've certainly seen some flaws over the past three, too.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Is Mike Sullivan abandoned continuity too much and too early? That is to say, he shuffled the lines just like 11 minutes in the other night.
Yeah, that was a little bit weird. I wasn't surprised, I wasn't expecting that. I don't know, Colin. I don't know. I go back and forth on this because on one hand, I look at that and say, yes, he's abandoned continuity too much. But I've also seen him, over the past couple of games, stick with lines when I thought he was going to make a change. I think we all expected him in Carolina to maybe change some things up, maybe move Teddy Bluger down the lineup and use Jared McCann at center or Nick Bjugstad at center, and they stuck with the same line. And it's just been strange the way he's sort of been married to certain things, but other things he's willing to change at the drop of a hat. How he's been unwilling to try Patrick Hornquist with Sidney Crosby. You know, I don't disagree with it now because Simone, Bjugstad, and Hornquist have actually been pretty good. So I guess I would think that that line change was a little premature, but at the same time, if Crosby, Gensel, and Ross kind of take off tonight, then I'll look like an idiot for criticizing it. I will say this. Sullivan, in the second half of the season, has really shown a preference to have guys on their strong side. And so, you know, Gensel is playing on his offside there. They did have McCann on the right, on the left, his natural side. But You bring Rust up there, you get Gensel over to the left. I think that's a little bit of what he was going for. Not all of it, but I think that did have something to do with it.
Jason Mackey in Nashville. Jason, we thank you so very much. We'll talk again soon.
All right, guys. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, great Jason. Stuff from Jason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.